From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A top U.S. intelligence official says President Donald Trump has given him no specific instructions to combat Russian meddling in the 2018 congressional elections that mirrors Moscow's interference in the 2016 presidential contest aimed at helping Mr. Trump win. Admiral Mike Rogers, director of both the U.S. Cyber Command and the National Security Agency, made the statement to a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. Hours later, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders would not discuss what authority Rogers was referencing. She also was asked by reporters if Rogers' authority to combat interference has been limited.
Nobody is denying him the authority. We're looking at a number of different ways that we can put pressure. Look, this president, as I told you last week, has been much tougher on Russia than his predecessor. Let's not forget that this happened under Obama. It didn't happen under President Trump. If you want to blame somebody on past problems, then you need to look at the Obama administration. The president is looking at all of the different causes and all of the different ways that we can prevent it. And as we find different ways that we can do that, we're implementing them.
She added that the president again has been looking at other ways to prevent Russian meddling. White House Communications Director Hope Hicks, one of the president's longest-running aides, appeared Tuesday before a congressional panel probing his campaign links to Russia. The House Intelligence Committee has been meeting behind closed doors with Hicks, who first worked for Trump's family as a public relations spokeswoman for his daughter, Ivanka Trump, to promote her clothing business. The congressional panel has sparred in recent weeks with former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Trump won the election before taking office and then events that occurred after Mr. Trump assumed power. This is VOA News.